Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about my Veganuary experience. So the first question which you might have is, what is Veganuary? Well, Veganuary is an annual challenge for people to go vegan during the month of January. So January, Veganuary, that's what people do. Lots of people do this in the UK. I'm not sure if it's popular in other countries, but certainly here quite a lot of people do it. And this is the first time that I had decided to do it. So I wasn't sure how it would be, but I wanted to talk about my experience. But before I do that, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I'd like you to listen out for while I talk about my experience. So I've got six words or phrases for you. And the first one is the word pushy. Pushy. And this is an adjective. And if we describe a person as pushy, then they are very aggressive, too aggressive, really, trying to get what they want. A pushy person. For example, a pushy car salesperson. Next, taste buds. So your taste buds are the nerve endings on the tongue which provide the sense of taste. Taste buds. Next, aisle, which is spelt A-I-S-L-E. Aisle. And an aisle is a passage between two sides. So for example, you could have an aisle of a church where the two sides are rows of seats. And more commonly, we have an aisle of a supermarket. So that's the part you walk down, and on either side, there are shelves with food and products on. So listen out for supermarket aisle. Next is the word ease, E-A-S-E. And this is the noun form of easy. So you want to use the word ease. Next, flavoursome. And something that is flavoursome, well, that is the adjective form of flavour. So it's something which has a lot of flavour. Flavoursome, flavoursome. And the final example is a phrasal verb, to grow on someone. If something grows on you, it gradually improves in that person's opinion. It really grew on me. It got better, in my opinion. Okay, so listen out for those words. So this is my experience with Veganuary. So I started late, but I did a four-week Veganuary, which actually ended today. So this is not me telling people to be vegan. In fact, pushy vegans had in the past been the reason that I didn't want to try veganism. But I wanted to share my experience. So just to make it clear, I am not a vegan. In fact, I will continue eating meat and dairy, but I will be eating much less and, where possible, at a better quality. And if my taste buds are satisfied, then I will eat vegan alternatives. Now, this decision was made on four factors: health, environment, convenience, and personal enjoyment of food. So I'll start talking about health. So while a vegan can have a well-balanced diet, I personally would find it difficult to ensure that I'm getting all the vitamins and iron and protein and omegas that I need. Vegan food can be really delicious and healthy, but doing it 7 days a week is difficult. I'd probably feel a bit healthier, but I wouldn't say I've noticed too much difference between my previous diet and this one now. Regarding the environment, well, this is a big one for me. I was, and I think I still am in many ways, guilty of putting my fingers in my ears and ignoring the truth about how food gets onto our plates and the effect this has on the environment. Ignorance is bliss. But if you are even a little bit worried about the world and the treatment of animals, then you should probably start thinking about it more. Next, the convenience of being a vegan. So here in the UK, supermarkets are doing okay, doing quite well when it comes to vegan food. But I still think there needs to be more choice and clearer labelling. So I'd like to know, is this definitely vegan? Sometimes you have to look and it says tiny letters suitable for vegans. And I'd like to see entire supermarket aisles devoted to veganism, just vegan food in one aisle. That would make it easier to find stuff. Maybe at the moment there isn't the demand for it, but maybe there would be more demand if you put it there. The vegan sections in my supermarket are a little bit hidden away, mixed with vegetarian or other free from products. And by that I mean gluten-free or dairy-free products. It's not easy to separate stuff, but in my opinion, it could be done better. Regarding food preparation, it's more work, especially lunches. I've missed the relative ease of making a quick chicken sandwich or a scrambled egg. And because the food isn't so filling, I've had lots of lunches with like bits, hummus, salad, vegan quiche, vegan cheese. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to having meat or fish sandwiches again. And finally, food enjoyment. So let's start with the meat and dairy alternatives that you can buy from the supermarket. Vegan burgers and sausages, I've really enjoyed. Really nice. Really flavoursome. Vegan cheese, also really good. And the mayonnaise, I didn't like it at first, but it grew on me. However, vegan chicken, I really did not like. However, the milks that I tried were perfectly acceptable. You can get almond or oat. You can also get soya, and I've enjoyed all of them. And the yogurt, well, at first it's a bit weird. The texture isn't so nice in my opinion, but once you get past it, then it's okay. Aside from these, I've eaten much more fruit and vegetables, lots of curries and stir fries because they're easy and very tasty. I also did a really good vegan cottage pie with corn mince. Cottage pie is quite a traditional British dish with mashed potato and we usually, I think it's lamb mince or beef mince, but this time I used corn mince, so totally vegan. I've enjoyed preparing the meals and most of them have been really good. But I miss a lot of animal-based products, chicken, eggs, steak, tuna, and really good mozzarella. I really miss mozzarella. So in conclusion, as I say, I enjoy those animal-based products too much, really, to be a full-time vegan. But I am happy to compromise. The plan is to have 4 or 5 vegan dinners a week, and maybe 3 or 4 lunches. Now I'm paying closer attention to what I'm eating, both on a health and environmental level, and that can only be a good thing. So that was my Veganuary. Let's see how I do from here. So what do you think about veganism? Is it something that you would ever try, or are you just too addicted to meat and dairy products? You can tell me your thoughts if you like. You can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. And there also you can find all the information about my classes in case you're interested in taking classes online. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.